4HKX Mobile.
BQHXS.
What you doing out on Saturday?
Around. I was driving then, a fog rolled in there, so where are you at?
Not from the house.
Did the fog roll in up there? Man, it's pretty foggy down here. I don't know. I haven't seen a weather report in a while, but I think some of this weather is supposed to be getting is coming in.
Getting here in a couple hours, so it's very possible. And supposed to get pretty rough coming up here.
I don't want to say anything too much, but yeah, I've heard some pretty rough weather coming. I don't know. I heard something about possible tornadoes. I don't know if they backed that down or not.
Saying last night they had 5 phases, and I think most of us were in 3 and 4. And when I was looking at it,
weather report in a while, so I don't really know. Hopefully, it's not part 2 of Helene.
That I don't need no more of that.
Well, absolutely not.
I was supposed to go over to Sevierville Hamfest today, but. The guys I was going with, we all decided to not partake of that because of the storm coming in.
But where is that Hamfest?
Sevierville, Tennessee.
How far is that from you?
A little over 2 hours.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit of a hike. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Now, how far are you from Knoxville?
Hours.
Oh, okay, so it's right outside of Knoxville.
Literally right before you go into Knoxville.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, we're, the wife and I want to do something up that way. I don't know, Pigeon Forge. That sounds like something I might want to go see.
The area. Sevierville is just before you get into Pigeon Forge off of Interstate 40. You got Kodiak, Tennessee, then Sevierville, then Pigeon Forge, and then Gatlinburg.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I guess that'd be almost 3 hours for me from here, right?
3.5. Well, when the road was open. Now that 40's doing what it's doing, you have to go around. It's going to take longer.
What's the progress look like up there, do you know, on I-40?
Last I heard, 40 was open one lane each direction at 35 mile an hour, so they have it way cut down on traffic, but it is open as of the first of the month, so people are still better off to find another way around.
Wow, okay. Boy, that got really beat up there pretty good, huh?
I think 40 got really bad through the gorge.
What's the prognosis? When are they going to have it fully open, you know?
Sometime next year.
Drivers must be hating life going through there. Goodness.
Probably going up 81, coming down 26 that way. Or you can go down 75 and come up 85.
Okay, yeah, you can get a... Yeah, all right.
It's just the time that it takes.
I'm sure of that. I've been through that gorge a few times on 40 and tracked the trailer going through Tennessee and heading out to, West Memphis and all that.
I've done it in a tractor and trailer, but I've been through it quite a few times with trucks pulling trailers, and it can be kind of hairy at times.
Oh, yeah, no, I've done it in a tractor trailer a couple times both ways. You got to stop at the top of the hill coming the other way, and you have to read the sign, and they give you an area to pull over and adjust your brakes and all that.
You got to be careful going through there. Well, Dave, I'm getting close to the house, so I'm going to jump out. Just wanted to see who was out there today. Good to talk to you. Be careful whatever you're doing today, and have fun. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, good to talk to you today. Have a good day. Stay dry, I guess, and be careful of the weather out there. KB2HXS. Catch you later. 73.